Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido. We are in the final week of 90s sci-fi month. No softballs.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Wish it was. When we were driving, because we are recording on Easter, when we were driving up to Matt's parents' house for lunch, and we were preparing for your pick, Guido, we were having a conversation of, do you think that Ice-T and Keanu are still friends? And do you think, like, what if, like, they were? And what if Keanu is at Ice's house tonight having Easter dinner with, like, him? And we were just like, hey, Coco.
Hello,
Coco.
Thank you for inviting me to your humble abode.
What's up, Ice? Like,
then he was just like, yo, what's up,
Keanu? What's up, Keanu?
We got Coco over there slicing that spiral ham. She's got two hams in a dress, if you know what I'm talking about.
She does.
It sounds really nice.
Doesn't it sound just lovely?
Sounds like a great time.
And then, like, their little kid comes up and he's like, hello, Chanel. Hello. How are you?
Hello, little Chanel. How are you?
Yeah. Just be great.
Dude.
You are breathtaking.
Uh-huh.
When we watched it, we got a little lit while we were watching that movie.
As one does.
Had to.
I was like, do you think Ice and Keanu still hang out? And since we're friends on Twitter,
they both live in New York, right?
I don't
New
know
Jersey,
where.
New York.
I don't know where. Areas. I don't know where Keanu lives.
I think Keanu's an LA guy.
I mean, I think Ice is kind of an LA guy too.
Well, he
Ice is from LA. He was born in South Central, basically.
I think they live in Jersey now.
Where else you can record?
Probably has multiple houses.
Yeah.
Because I just tweet at Ice-T. I was like, hey man, do you and Keanu Reeves still hang out? I feel like if you did, it would break the internet.
It would.
Like the cure for NAS, and then Ice, like, which, because, you know, we're friends.
This makes me feel good. Yeah, you know, I'm on the first, you can just be like, hello, Mr. Ice, how are you?
Hello, Mr. T. Can't call him that.
Can't call him Mr. T.
Can't call him that. His head is like a shark fin.
That's LL.
Great movie. Samuel Jackson pisses into a wind gust.
Nope, that's a white guy. The white guy does that.
That's Stellar Skateboard.
That's Stellar Skarsgård. Alexander Skarsgård's daddy.
God, I just Mandela affected myself.
You did. That's okay. They're both in the movie.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go. Let's just do it.
Like a good old Band-Aid from the 90s. You try to rip it off, it stays
on. Ew. That would be a really old Band-Aid.
Super gross. I have about four Band-Aids on my pinky finger right now. I quadruple wrapped this bitch. Yes. All right, Guido.
All right, here
you
go.
Take us through it.
Well, hold on. So I chose...
Oh, right.
I chose Johnny Mnemonic.
The year is 2021. It is no longer safe to transmit information. Phones, computers, and satellites are all vulnerable. But there is a solution.
Your storage capacity?
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head.
Input the data into the brain of a human courier like Johnny Mnemonic.
Hit me.
So, what did you think when I chose this movie, Tammy?
Had you seen it before?
No.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't.
You haven't seen it, Allie?
I had never seen it.
What were your
thoughts? I never heard of it.
I had heard of it, but I think I get it confused with Virtuosity.
Which...
Is that also Keanu?
No, that's Russell Crowe and Denzel.
Oh.
Denzel Washington.
Why didn't you do that one?
Why didn't you?
Because it's a different flavor of bad. Virtuosity was all... I really wanted Tammy to do that one, but she picked a close second, so...
Okay.
I went down this rabbit hole of really bad.
Yeah, you watched The Arrival, which is not great.
And then I just
The Arrival's terrible.
I got really
and then Dark
upset
City,
and then
not
just
not good.
Dark City, yeah, Dark City was actually my other choice. I basically watched that and Event Horizon, and I was like, yeah, I'm going with Event Horizon.
I watched about 30 minutes of Dark City, and then I had a mini meltdown.
I wish I was there for that. I pictured your meltdown.
I was like, this is the shit that Matt's recommending me pick. This is a terrible
Why does my husband hate me so much?
And then we watched Matt's movie, and that's when I had the biggest meltdown.
Because just it was compounded problem.
It was the fourth bad movie I'd watched in a row.
Oh, that's
Matt,
that's
did you see this movie before?
Yes, I have seen this movie before. I wasn't super stoked about it. I was talking to you, I was texting you about it while I was watching it. Because I watched it at first by myself. And then I'm just like, Man, this really reminds... You know, I have a bit of more appreciation for this movie because it reminds me of William Gibson's, like, books, like Neuromancer and all, and his whole series. Like, it's like a cyberpunk dystopian sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I saw... I actually
Don't
watched,
glaze over.
I actually watched the credits and it's written...
Yeah.
This movie was written by that guy, by William... I was like, hey!
I had no idea.
Oh my God, nerds.
I had no idea.
Nerds.
All right, White Lotus.
It's amazing. Amazing.
Oh, okay. Tell us about the breech birth shotgun mask.
In the pit? Oh, my God.
It wasn't a breech birth.
No, but wasn't it a lot?
No, I've seen a lot.
I mean, whole hands. Just whole hands up in there.
Or how many full shafts have you seen at the Polynesian Hotel where they do yogas and stuff?
Oh, you see a wiener on the pit.
I've seen a lot of full shafts in my lifetime.
Or, you know, I'm sorry. Actually, you know who wrote this screenplay? The lady that wrote the movie that Blake Lively is mad at that other guy about.
Colleen Hoover?
Why
the fuck would you bring that up?
Yeah, that's on you.
That's on you. You, buddy. Like
Guido, he reeled us back in. We're ready now.
We're amped. We're amped.
We're amped.
So Johnny Mnemonic, sake, it came out in 1995. It was directed by Robert Longo, whose career mostly took place before this movie, with a Tales from the Crypt episode and some REM music videos.
Regular Scorsese.
So it stars a Keanu. You'll remember him from all of the Keanu movies he was in. This has the original Punisher. Dolph Lundgren, Ice Motherfucking T from the band Body Count, Dina Meyer from Starship Troopers, Henry Rollins of Black Flag.
Oh my God.
Wooden robot impression as Spider. Takeshi Kitano, the blind swordsman himself, is here and tries to pronounce some words in English. Udo Kier, is it Udo Kier?
It's Kier. It's Udo Kier.
Udo Kier takes some time off from collecting rare fish species to be dismembered in this movie. Johnny Mnemonic cost $26 million, which is good because it only made 19.
That's not a total loss.
I can't believe it cost that much to make those.
And wasn't this, like, Keanu was riding high.
Half of this movie looks like that screensaver where the thing tries to hit into the corner. This movie is...
DVD cream.
Sorry, whatever.
But, like, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't this the movie that he chose to do after Speed?
I think so. So, quick fact, they actually just left the script on Keanu's doorstep, and that's how he accepted it. He knew it was great. I forgot about the fucking dolphin, all right? I still love this movie.
My head is like a dolphin.
It's objectively bad, but thoroughly enjoyable. It is based on a cyberpunk short story of the same name by American-Canadian writer William Gibson. It first appeared in Omni magazine in May of 81 and was subsequently included in Burning Chrome, which was an 86 collection of Gibson's short fiction. It starts with one hell of a beginning scrolling text to just bring you up to speed. So basically, it's...
This thing was longer than fucking Star Wars.
It was a whole movie before the movie started. So it's 2021. Society is driven by a virtual internet, which has created a degenerative plague called Nerve Attenuation Syndrome, or NAS. Mega corporations like Pharmacom, damn corpos, control most of the world, intensifying the class hostility already created by NAS. The corpos hire private security in the form of Yakuza Crime Syndicate.
She was like, Yakuza!
I think I yelled stuff like through. I was just like, what is going on? Why are there Yakuza dudes in this movie?
Wait. Where are the Yakuza?
They're bad guys.
They're like Japanese mobsters.
Yeah, exactly who they are.
It's the Japanese mafia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So thank you.
The low-techs are the rebel resistance fighters who essentially didn't want to pay for Microsoft Office. So
they're the ones that use Linux?
Yep, absolutely.
They would not come forward.
They're droid users instead of Apple users.
In this reality, the internet is not safe. So to transfer sensitive data, sometimes a guy with a USB drive brain implant is required to be a courier. Johnny is a mnemonic courier who discreetly transports sensitive data for corporations in a storage device implanted in his brain at the cost of his childhood memories.
Which, oh my God.
You know, who needs them? How often are you thinking about that time you were a kid?
Exactly. Not often.
So just make space for stuff.
Is that
for other people's stuff.
Is that why Tammy was asking us to make memes out of your Easter celebration photos so that you guys can remember that later?
It was really more about Chan's face. She looked so cross at her child as her child's arms were like on their her hips.
So Keanu is close to having the implant removed, but he has to do one last job.
Always. One last job.
Oh, yeah.
Last job requires him to get an upgrade in capacity that would take another chunk of his childhood away. His current job is for a group of scientists in Beijing. Johnny initially balks when he learns that the data size exceeds his memory capacity, even with compression. But he agrees, given the large fee, we'll cover the cost of the operation and remove the device. Johnny keeps it secret that he is overloaded, and he must have the data extracted within a few days or suffer fatal brain damage and corrupt
seepage.
Data.
There is seepage.
Synaptic seepage. Very 90s. Very sci-fi.
Science.
Very science demure.
Do you know what happens when there's synaptic seepage?
Is that
brain death.
Brain death.
That sucks. He definitely wants to avoid that. He has to set up all of his little gadgets in the hotel room to download the data. He's got a mouth guard. He's got little internet gloves, virtual reality goggles.
He's basically doing Lawnmower Man, but with his hands.
He absolutely he's manipulating the lawnmower net. All right, there's just so much 90s internet visuals here. I mean, again, yeah, it says right here, it's a little lawnmower man, but it's just so cool. The scientists encrypt the data with three random images from a television feed as they transmit these images to the receiver in Newark, New Jersey.
Newark.
They are attacked and killed by Yakuza goons led by Shinji, who wields a laser whip that he keeps in his thumb.
That thing was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Right? So that's right.
Pause.
He's got a laser and he can pull it out of his Coke thumb and he can cut anything with it. So Johnny heads to the bathroom for some yoga and then he battles the Yakuza, grabs a fragment of the encryption key and escapes disguised as a weeb. That's not even his final form. Shinji reports his failure to his superior, Takahashi. Their conversation reveals that the Yakuza are working on behalf of Pharmacom. Johnny witnesses brief projections of a female artificial intelligence who attempts to aid him, but he dismisses her immediately. That's the blue lady that appears sometimes to add context to the plot or plead with certain characters to not be pieces of shit. That just permeates the story.
It'd be better if it was Richard Kind. 4 for 4!
Good job.
Johnny, you gotta help her out. Out. You gotta do this, Johnny.
So Johnny flies on the Concorde that's definitely still in service and arrives in Newark. Gross. He meets his handler, Ralphie, who betrays him. Henry Rollins can't figure out why this music video has so much dialogue in it. And Jane, who turns out to be a cybernetically enhanced bodyguard, can't get a job because she's got the future electric boogie shape. Let's describe what Jane is wearing. Is that a poorly knit chainmail shirt from a Ren Faire?
Amazing.
And stolen Grace Jones face from A View to a Kill?
Jesus.
All the women look like that. Yes.
So later, Johnny is rescued from the Yakuza by Jane and members of the Lotex, and the Lotex leader, Ice Bone T.
Quad Pro Quo alum.
Ralphie.
Multi.
Is sliced into pieces when he gets into Shinji's way, and you can hear the meat fall to the floor. Johnny starts to do a little shake from the synaptic seepage, which is fun to say, so they go to a computer store so he can get online and figure out what kind of data he was carrying. We need to set up his kit in 90s fashion. He needs a Synologic 16, a Sogo 7 data gloves, a GPL stealth module, Burdine intelligent translator, and a Thompson iPhone.
When did he do this movie? What movie? He'd done Speed. So he had done Speed.
That's 95.
Speed. Speed. And then this.
Yeah. Speed is about it's a movie about a bus that can't stop.
Arguably,
this is 95.
One of the best movies ever made.
This is before
but.
Speed.
Oh my god.
No.
Did Speed first.
He did Speed and then he did this.
Yeah.
Is this one of those things where he like also took a pay cut, like because
no.
he believed in it so
no,
much?
This is his money grubbing maneuver here.
Okay.
He wasn't making that much money at this time.
He just did Speed.
He just did Speed. He probably was. He probably was.
He has all the best Speed.
He did.
I feel like Matrix was when he started really making
money. Well, that was only a couple of years later. I mean, 98. 99. That was 98, 99. Yeah.
No, they actually, I feel like because of this, the Wachowskis and Warner Brothers got him for a steal because...
Oh, he'll do anything.
He was on a downslope.
Because of this movie?
This.
Uh-huh.
He is at the moment in the intranet. Look at all this virtual internet. It's so cool. He's grabbing shape. He's manipulating numbers.
Worlds within worlds.
He's just hacking the planet. You know, he learns that his head is full of stolen Pharmacom data. That's when the Yakuza goons show up, and they're turned to ground beef because Jane has a just-in-case grenade. Takashi calls in his ringer, Carl, whose name betrays how cool the bad guy character is, because Carl is Dolph Lundgren and is a murderer.
Quad pro quo alum!
The names are horrible in this movie.
Carl is a murderer for hire cyborg that kills people with the long dick of the Bible, and he smites the sinners unrepentant and has been tasked with bringing Takahashi Johnny's head.
Well, he does have biggest dick that we've ever seen.
And also, that knife is, like, awesome. Yes. I actually like that knife. That'd
it's a cool. G's knife. So, Jane does a full-body electric boogie, and Johnny has to take her to Spider, the doctor who installed Jane's implants. So, Spider explains that he doesn't have all the tools he needs there, so they'll need to go to his work for more tests. And on the way to the clinic, they hit Carl the Hitman Preacher with their truck.
Did we do another movie where a character was named Spider?
It's a really cool name.
Why do I feel like that's in like another sci-fi movie we
probably
like
spelled with a
recently did?
Okay. Why couldn't you have done like Mafia Movie Month?
Because that's a little too on the nose.
No, it's not.
What's my name?
Mafia Movie Month. No softballs.
No softballs.
And then you'd still...
Can you tell me not to do Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would then still complain because we did Mafia 3 or something like that.
Mafia 3?
So, well, that's actually a video game.
Oh. So. Then we could listen to the songs of your people.
The songs of your people.
You're being racist, Tammy.
All right, then. So, August, why don't you just do Dirty New Jersey Month? No softballs.
Yeah,
Dirty
There'd
Jersey
be so
month.
Much to choose from.
Those are your people.
There would be so much to choose from.
Yeah, do a Dirty Jersey Month. See what happens.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Moving on.
This technically would qualify as a Dirty Jersey Month.
Yeah, because they go to Newark.
Newark in the future. It's so fucking dirty.
So
can't do snake eyes.
At this time, Takahashi learns that his... AI blue lady he keeps seeing was a founder of Pharmacom, and her consciousness was uploaded to the company server before her death. Spider reveals his medical charity was intended to receive the Beijing scientist's data, which is a stolen cure for NAS. Spider claims Pharmacom refuses to release the cure because they are profiting off mitigation treatments. So...
What's that like?
Yeah. The portion of the encryption images Johnny took plus... the piece Spider received are insufficient to decrypt Johnny's brain data. No. So
we just have to cut it out. I don't want to cut it out.
Is Spider
to live?
A name of somebody in Gone in 60 Seconds? It's going to drive me crazy.
We got to see Spider. Spider suggests they go see Jones at the low-tech base. The street preacher mutilates a handicapped person's amputated arm and then stabs him in the balls with his golden crucifix blade to learn where they are and then attacks them. The street preacher really hates Black Flag and crucifies Spider with his own scalpels. Johnny and Jane escape. The two reach the low-tech base, which is full of rebels with physical disability kinks.
It's also just, like, a broken bridge, right?
And yeah. Well, I mean, everything sucks. Where are they?
Newark.
There you go. So, they won't let them up into the base. Johnny's upset. Cue a very rare Keanu freakout.
No, you gotta
Can
get
you
this
please
clip.
Place
okay.
this?
Okay!
Please.
I want room service!
I want the club sandwich. I want the cold Mexican beer. I want a $10,000 a night hooker.
I want my shirts laundered like they do at the Imperial Hotel.
The White Lotus?
In Tokyo.
J-Bone hears this and is
That's
empathetic.
That's the next season.
Yeah.
He also likes his
actually,
shirts.
I heard next season's going to be at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, God.
That would make it interesting.
Oh, man.
J-Bone also likes his shirts laundered like they do at the Imperial Hotel in Tokyo. So J-Bone brings them inside, shows off his collection of sexual deviants.
Yo, you like my faith line where I just drew a line across my face?
No, it's awesome. Okay. T, I love ya.
You like my dreadlocks? I normally don't have hair like
that. The name of the base is Heaven. And Jones, the guy they are there to meet, is a fucking dolphin. Apparently, Jones is a dolphin once used by the Navy to infrasound scan the ocean for enemy submarines.
I forgot about the dolphin.
And maybe he can help decrypt Johnny's payload.
Dolphins are really smart.
They are.
And they're also the only other animal
that also like to get jerked off by humans. Just saying.
How do we know these things?
Because a lady got arrested for jerking off dolphins.
Fucking weird.
Keep up.
I learned about that dolphins can rape. I learned about that from Cormac McCarthy.
Thanks, Cormac.
I learned that from Zoo Books.
No, you didn't.
As
you
they didn't. Start the procedure.
Now, he actually learned that from Mozzie. These kids.
As they start the procedure, and it failed because Shinji and the Yakuza attack the base, dozens of Corpo Yakuza goons fire rockets at the base from below.
And they drop cars on them.
Yep. Takahashi appears and confronts Johnny, who's holding him at gunpoint and swordpoint. Blue Lady appears on the screen and says Pharmacom is bad and evil because they let Takahashi's daughter die from NAS by keeping the cure a secret, blah, 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 blah. Shinji, in a unsurprising betrayal, shoots Takahashi. Johnny and Shinji fight. Lots of glaring, punching, snarling. Finally, as they hang for their lives from a net, Johnny reaches up and grabs the laser thumb, extending it around Shinji's neck and effortlessly severing his head from his body.
Fire con Dios.
Pendejo.
Oh my god.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Yeah.
Hiroshimase.
The pieces fall limply into the river below and are devoured by New Jersey's world-renowned toxic mutant sharks.
With laser beams attached to their heads.
Before he dies, Takahashi has a change of heart and turns over a portion of the encryption key to Johnny. This still is not enough to fully decrypt the data. Now they have to hack Johnny's brain and loop it through Jones. Like, of course, duh. So Johnny, Jane, J-Bone, and Low-Tech defeat the remaining Yakuza when the street preacher arrives. Jane directs Jones, the dolphin's brain ray, at the preacher to rupture his internal implants, causing each one to explode.
Awesome. Then Johnny catches fire.
He does. Johnny just simply hands him some severed electrical cables so that the preacher is also being shocked to death. The second attempt starts, and aided by the Blue Lady AI, Johnny decrypts the data.
Because she is actually one of the images of the code.
Yep.
Because she jumped in, because that's what she does. She's like, she's basically like Clippy on Microsoft. Hey, I hear you're holding the NAS cure. Would you like some help? Hey, I see you're trying to send an email. She just shows up randomly.
Actually, I mean, the AI is revealed to be a virtual version of Johnny's mother. 90s cyber internet montage, including a yoga doubling and digital dolphins and lots of gritting teeth.
It's times like these I wish we were a visual podcast, because just looking over here and looking at these two while you're talking.
I'm so glad they watched this
movie.
It's
been giving me life. I love it so much, dude. You're just fucking sitting over here just looking like somebody told you they pissed in your Cheerios.
Dude, record it for me. Where's your phone? So Johnny and Jane watch from afar as the Pharmacom headquarters goes up in flames due to the public outcry. J-Bone transmits the NAS cure information across the internet via private, you know, pirate broadcasts.
You better save this and make sure, because they gonna take it down. We got the cure for NAS.
In celebration, J-Bone disposes of the street preacher's burnt corpse by tossing it into the waters of Newark, for the super sharks to eat.
It was funny because, like, you thought he was getting, like, it was like a Terminator throwback. Like, because you saw it, like, rising up. You thought it was, like, he was still alive. But it was just because they were lifting it up with their little crane. And then they, yeah.
Some facts. Val Kilmer was originally set to star, but left the project after he was offered the role of Batman.
Wise move.
Kilmer later did Heat, which was a role that Keanu was in the early talks for, but ultimately turned down.
God.
I'm just thinking, how could you improve upon a masterpiece like Heat? Throw Keanu in there.
Yeah.
Sure. That'd be my number one thought.
I agree with you.
I'm sorry, no disrespect, RSVP Val, but I feel like Keanu would do just as good of a job.
Just as good. Just as good.
Okay, so it would be a lateral move. It wouldn't be an improvement or a...
That's what just as good means, Matt.
Okay.
So at one point, Christopher Lambert was in contention for the lead role.
Shocking.
Most of the guns in this movie were actually CO2 paintball guns.
So wait, Christopher Lambert was going to be Johnny Mnemonic?
He's going to be Johnny Mnemonic.
Lots of different places.
Cruising for a piece of ass. Tammy, how much did you hate this movie?
I was just looking up who Christopher Lambert is.
Highlander.
Got it.
Or Raiden.
He's a rockin' dude.
A huge forehead in this picture.
He's always had a high forehead.
Yeah, he has his hairline's
look
really
at,
far back.
Look at this little tiny picture, though.
Yeah, it is big in that. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. Were you asking me what I thought of this movie?
Yes. Yeah. Pass or fail.
I'm not. It's a no for me, dog.
You're a bitch. Thanks. Did I say that out loud? That was internal.
I can't.
You should put it in your storage USB brain part.
I'm glad that you are past thinking that I was doing this to you, though. That's nice. Thank you.
He wasn't doing it to you. He was doing it to us.
Yeah.
We're all in this with you.
Allie, how bad did you hate it?
Hated it. Absolutely hated it. Yeah. I think I just kept getting up and being like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I love sci-fi. I don't have the disdain, okay? Yeah. And I like even bad sci-fi. This was garbage.
This is where it's at.
Trash. Which is worse?
This? Trash can fires.
I think, like, I
only this is the bee's knees.
The
this
only
is
thing
item
that saved
nine.
That... Let's, even a modicum was iced tea.
You gotta love the part where in Keanu's rant, where he's like, I'm tired of being down here.
I don't have to love anything.
With
okay?
yesterday's newspapers hitting me in the face.
He's riffing.
What was worse, this or Maximum Overdrive?
That was a very scary movie.
This. I would rather watch Maximum Overdrive. Because at least Maximum Overdrive was like stupid, silly.
And
this
you're going
to
be scared.
Is so trying to be serious, and it's super annoying.
It's very serious.
And I will admit, the idea is very cool. Like, the story is very cool.
William Gibson.
But
Dolph.
It's
Dolphins.
Just so bad.
I agree. It was brilliantly executed.
Fail.
Matt, what did you think?
Dead air.
Well, he's thinking about it. He's thinking about it. His wheels are turning.
Oh, there's no way. This might be a love potion number nine.
There's no way this is a love potion number nine.
Why not?
I think it is. I can see his face
How?
Right now.
Because Allie and I weren't talking.
He did.
Yeah,
really
I did have to do a lot of talking.
Yeah, they got to bro out. Gay.
Wow. And your both of your looks of disdain the entire time.
No, I was trying not to fall asleep, which is why I was rocking back and forth.
You were rocking. I was wondering what you were doing.
I didn't keep my eyes open.
I didn't hate this movie. It's not good, but it's what you wanted for this month.
Fit the theme.
It's enjoyable. This is literally... It's,
oh, no, not enjoyable in any way, shape, or form.
It's so good he wants to read the book.
I was like thinking in my head while we were talking about this. I'm like, would I rather watch Twin Sitters than this?
Would I rather
watch Robot Jocks? And I was having trouble deciding. But
you said you wanted to add this to your reading list.
Yeah, because I appreciate William Gibson.
Well, I said, the story I think is good. Like, I think the idea is good. It's just very poorly executed.
You know, a lot of terrible movies are delineated
this is
from good
you're right.
books.
I know.
You're right.
I know.
You're right.
But no, you know what? What the hell? I base it.
Hey, that's 50%. And I knew you twos were going to, like, fail it anyways.
All right,
let's add them up.
I don't know.
Oh, that's paper. Right. We have to vote.
We gotta add
Jesus.
Them up. Come on, do the math.
Okay. All right, well, who would like to go first with the vote?
I'll go first. I'm going to go first with my votings.
Great. It's,
go.
It's exciting.
Great. Number one, Stargate.
Yeah.
Number two, Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh.
Number three, Event Horizon.
What?
And number four is the funny sci-fi Star Trek movie.
Kid movie.
What?
Boom, bada bing, bada boom, kapish.
How is that possible?
Because it's what I did.
Okay.
All
Matt?
Right, I've been woken up.
Do you want to go, Matt?
No.
Okay. I will go.
Okay.
I'm going to go number one, Stargate. Number two, Event Horizon. Number three, Galaxy Quest. And I refuse to rate Johnny Mnemonic, so I'm kidding.
So
number
zero?
Four. No, number four. Matt, do you now want to go or you want to go last?
Yes.
Okay. Tammy?
Okay.
Tammy's like, all of them get a four. I hate all of them.
I hate them all. Number one, I'm going to put Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, you would.
Number two, Event Horizon, even though it doesn't follow its own rules. Number three, I'm going to choose Johnny Mnemonic. And number four, I'm going to choose the Sand movie.
You do hate Sand. But Richard Kind.
Richard Kind.
All right, Matt, you now have to go. So.
I now have to go. Yeah. Okay, least favorite to favorite. All right.
Don't swing the vote, sir.
He'll do what he wants.
Unfortunately, even though, you know, I did pass it today, number four is Johnny Mnemonic. I apologize.
What the fuck?
Number three is Galaxy Quest. Number two is Stargate. And number one, Event Horizon.
I think it's probably...
It's a tie.
Between Stargate and Event Horizon?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Now you gotta rock, paper, scissors.
I'll Rochambeau you for it.
Pick not go first.
Pick a...
You want me to pick?
Which movie had a higher Rotten Tomatoes score?
Ew.
Well, then you win that. I said what mine was. It was 35. Stargate.
I win.
Stargate wins.
Plus, I have Kurt Russell in my movie.
You also have Richard Kind.
Richard Kind wins the month.
Richard Kind wins the month.
The only thing keeping that movie from being a layup is it being a box office bomb.
It wasn't, though. That's the thing.
It was a critical bomb.
It was a critical bomb.
Critical.
It made money. It made money. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was like a crit. Everyone like fucking panned it. Yeah.
Well, they're idiots.
I know. Yay. A win for Richard Kind is a win for humanity.
Nice.
Yeah. If your goal was to...
Piss you off?
Pick the movie that everybody would hate the most, you would have won.
Thanks for pointing that out, Tammy. Allie, quid pro quo.
Okay. So for the month of May, we're going to do a request from Brett Parker at Dissect That Film.
How many requests does he get before he gets a free sandwich? I feel like he's been soon.
Well,
no subs.
I told him he needs to come down to... you done clicking?
Oh, sorry.
I told him he needs to come to the Colonial... When we sponsored Jaws, because Jaws is his favorite movie too, and I think he lives in like Massachusetts or New York or something like that. So
like Taxachusetts.
Okay, so he suggested that we do basically like a sequel month, but only of movies that we've done on the podcast or the original. So like Tammy did Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. You could technically do Home Alone, okay? But I'm pretty sure we all picked some sort of a sequel. So my pick. Came out in 1998.
Urban Legend 2.
I could do that, but I'm not.
Oh, God. Haven't we
What's the point? Enough? Joshua Jackson dies in the first one.
Yeah, at least that guy's...
Are they different Urban Legends, or are they the same one?
It's called Urban Legend 2 Final Cut. It does have Joey from Blossom in it, and it also has...
It's his birthday today.
Who's married to Ryan Gosling? Eva Mendes.
We have already established Tammy doesn't know what an Urban Legend is.
Yeah, you're going to like it, because one of them gets killed by the lady who tells you how to bundle your home and auto insurance.
Yes.
But are they different urban legends?
They are different urban legends, yeah. So my movie came out in 1998. It was directed by Steve Miner. It stars Jamie Lee Curtis, Josh Hartnett, and Adam Arkin. I am doing Halloween H2O.
So is that underwater?
LL Cool J?
LL Cool J is also in it.
Is it underwater?
No, I told you, it's space.
Oh.
No.
His head is like a shark.
His head is like a shark fin.
In space.
In space. So, yes, Halloween H2O, which I saw in theaters, by the way.
That's not a
And movie. I believe this is the one where I think my mom looks most like Jamie Lee Curtis in this movie. But you can
watch...
I think
I saw this in theaters also.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also some Michelle Williams. It's like... It is just a clusterfuck of people, okay? So you can watch this movie on Shudder.
A Culkin in it?
No, it's the kid from Jumanji, who looks kind of like a Culkin. It's the kid from Jumanji.
The kid with the tail?
No, the
monkey kid? Young Alan Parrish.
Robin Williams.
Yeah. So yeah, Halloween H2O.
Why is it H2O?
Because it's not
20
water,
years later.
So obviously it's space.
It's 20 years later, that's why.
Got it.
So we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You can suggest a theme month on our website or via social media. And please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Richard Kind, we love you.
We love you, Richard.
Bye, Richard.